Don't just ride the index, seek to outperform it with Fidelity Active ETFs. Learn more at fidelity.com/active ETFs. Before investing in any exchange-traded fund, you should consider its investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses. Contact Fidelity for a prospectus, an offering circular, or if available, a summary prospectus containing this information. Read it carefully. While active ETFs offer the potential to outperform an index, these products may more significantly trail an index as compared with passive ETFs. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Warning, things are about to get intense.
I mean, Bree and I are talking like that intense moment when the room stops, maybe time stops, when everything might be going around you, but you're looking at that one person dead in the eyes, or a maple donut and in our eyes.
Usually I'm giving that stare down when I want to ask my husband for his credit card so I can go shopping.
Ooh, that is the intense that I like. Intense heat, lasting plump.
From the hot new Lifter Plump from Maybelline, New York.
Formulated with chili pepper, Lifter Plump delivers a heated sensation for an instant lip plumping effect that lasts.
Available in 8 sizzling shades. Blush, Blaze, Red Flag, Hot Honey, Cocoa Zing, and many more.
And you know me with that red, nothing like a red flag on my sizzling lips.
Oh, we know it, girl. Can you take that heat? Find your shade at Maybelline.com or a retailer near you.
Amazon shoppers get 10% off Lifter Plump purchase with code 10PLUMP for a limited time.
What up, everyone? Welcome back to the Bellas Podcast.
Yes, welcome back. And we're so excited to have our friend Renee Young, aka Renee Paquette, on the podcast today. So I say we just get right into it.
All right, here we go.
Happy hump day, Bella Army. I'm Nicole.
And I'm Brie, and this is the Bella's Podcast.
Okay, Brie, well, so talk about opening it up. Today, we have breaking gender reveal news on the podcast.
Wait, you can't say it. We need Renee to say it. So let's pop that bottle. Today, we are opening up with Sequoia Grove Cabernet. I'm actually really excited about this Cabernet because Brian's aunt and uncle came and gifted it to me. So it's a vineyard I always drive by. I've been dying to try it. And here, Nicole, this is a limited edition too, by the way.
I'm sniffing it, sipping it, and it's amazing. And you know me, I love a limited edition, so.
You do. So
the
here you go.
The more special, the better. Well, salute. Well, I'm really excited because we have a very special guest today, and we're just going to get right to it because she's also a really good friend. So I know we're going to have a lot to talk about because COVID has kept us apart.
Yes.
But she's an incredible woman. She has broken barriers in the WWE and not in the wrestling way, in the commentating way. So today we are having Renee Paquette on, formerly known as Renee Young at WWE. She was a commentator, presenter, and interviewer at WWE. She is now a podcaster and has her own podcast called Oral Sessions. And she's a chef. You could right now pre-order her cookbook.
On Amazon.
Thank you. Called Messy in the Kitchen. And it comes out in May. And we can't forget, Renee also was one of the stars of Total Divas.
That's right. She was actually one of my favorite people to film with.
Yeah. And you know, she and I do have something to common. Well, wait, and you, because I forgot that you've also won with me as well. But she is a Slammy Award winner.
She is a Slammy
Award winner.
Now, of
course, it wasn't for Diva of the Year. But, you know, she had her own show at WWE and won a Slammy Award with JBL. So Renee is very accomplished, very inspiring,
right?
Very motivating.
And let's not forget one of my favorite shows to watch, Talking Smack, she did with my husband, Daniel Bryan.
They were so good together.
And then she took that to Fox Studios and they called it Backstage and she did the show there and she killed it at Backstage on Fox.
So what we're saying is we are all for an incredible treat. Because we're about to bring on a very powerful woman.
A Jill of all trades,
who also now is pregnant.
Yes.
So we can't wait to dive into this pregnancy, to dive into life after the WWE, and so much more.
That's right.
So well, I just say we get her on. Renee Paquette.
Renee, finally. I have finally to say, finally you're on our podcast. We've been dying to get you on, but finally we get to see your face. I feel I like know. It's been forever.
It has been forever. I mean, I'm just living vicariously through Total Bellas. I feel like I still get that connection. I'm like, oh, I'm still hanging out with them. It feels the same. Right. But I'm just like laughing at everything for, like, from my couch.
Oh my gosh. I love it.
Yeah.
And just to think you're going to be as pregnant as we were.
I can't wait. I'm like learning pregnant. Like I texted you guys out there. Yeah. I'm like, whoa, you guys are teaching me stuff that I don't know anything. I truly don't know anything. I've not read anything. I am ill-prepared and ill-equipped for this journey. But it's fun being able to watch you guys because I know how honest you guys are about everything. So it's you know, I texted you about like the witch hazel on the pad in the freezer. Yeah. I'm like, oh my God, that's brilliant. I just told my brother's girlfriend the same thing. She just had a baby. And I was like, I got a hot tip for you. And hook it up.
And it feels good.
Brie gave me that tip and I did it. And I have to say that was a lifesaver.
Witch hazel in general is just amazing for any kind of skin stuff, any kind of healing. And because at first I realized it was witch hazel on the show. And I was like, oh, that's what it was. That's so smart.
Yeah.
In a really gross way. It's like a popsicle for the lips down there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. A vagsicle.
I like that. A vagsicle. Yes. Vagsicle.
So, Renee, how far along are you now?
So right now, I am just over 13 weeks.
Goosebumps. Yeah.
Oh my God!
I know, just over 13 weeks. I'm starting to like a little belly's like kind of starting to form. Some days I'm like, oh, it just kind of looks like I like drank a bunch of beer or had a big meal or something. Because it kind of like fluctuates. I feel like when I first found out I was pregnant, right away I was like super bloated just from the hormones going crazy. And my mom's like, are you carrying like multiple children in there? What's going on? I'm like, I don't know. So I was like freaked out about it at first, but now it's kind of like everything's sort of chilled out. Now I'm like, you know, at the very beginning of the second trimester and all my hormones have chilled and I feel good. I'm not nauseous anymore. Thank God.
Oh gosh, that's good. Now, did you do a blood test to find out the gender? Or are you waiting until 25 weeks to do ultrasound?
I did the blood test.
Yes.
And I got the results today.
Shush.
When are you guys going to find? Are you going to do a
reveal? Oh my God, I got more goosebumps.
I know.
So, I mean, I feel like I can just say it on here because by the time this airs, my family will know. And that's really the whole thing. So here's what I planned on doing. So John's birthday is on the 7th. So I was like, okay, because I was just going to do something small anyway. So I'm like, I'm just going to get the envelope. Not going to look at it. I'm going to drop it off at a bakery and they'll give me the pink or blue cake on the inside, whatever. So I went to do that this morning. First thing I did in the morning, I went to the doctor's office, which is like across the street from my house, went to the bakeries, dropped it off. But once they gave me the envelope back from the bakeries, I was like, shit, it's open now.
Oh, no.
And then I came home and John was still in bed and I was like, hey, I brought you home coffee. I got a croissant. And I was like, and the envelope's in my car to let us know what the baby is. He's like, you have to get it. You have to get it. Because then I was like, well, we're going to have our family on Zoom tomorrow and cut into it.
Oh.
So they're going to see it that way. But we'll just have to like fake and act and be like, haha, we actually did know ahead of time because we're losers and couldn't wait. But we're having a little girl.
Oh my gosh. I honestly, you guys are going to have the cutest little girl. Oh. I think I DM'd you like years ago, like little hippie girls. And
did.
I was always like, this looks like your guys' kid.
Oh my goodness.
I am like I have goosebumps. Like literally before we hopped on here, I've not bought anything just because I was waiting to find out. I didn't know. I didn't want to like prematurely jump the gun or anything, but I just thought it was a girl. It's like, it's got to be a girl. I just feel like it is. And then I started to psych myself out because I was like, wait, but what if I find out that it is a boy? Am I going to like react weird? Because now I just feel like it's a girl. I'm like so excited to have a little girl. She's going to rock John's world.
Yes,
oh my God.
She is.
She's going to
own
him. I
feel like for the guys that are so rough around the edges, I think little girls soften them up. Like the guys are meant to have those kind of girls.
I agree.
And John's like, don't tell anyone, everyone listening, but he's a soft guy kind of to begin with.
Oh, is he?
So he's going to melt.
He's doomed. He's doomed. Yeah, she's going to have him wrapped around her little tiny finger.
And because of you, too, I feel like your style, like the boho-ness of you, your fashionista, how you're a cooker, everything, like you need a girl. It's like how my birdie is.
Yes.
Like mm-hmm. you need your bird. And because Bird's like my PIC. She's my partner in crime. Yes. She's my mini. And yeah. You're going to be, I agree. I can't wait to see
your little wild, not a flower child.
Yes.
Yeah. I was saying that to John. It's like your built-in best friend for life.
It is.
You know, just to like have a daughter and have that mother-daughter bond, I think is so cool. And like before I even got pregnant, I was just so, it was so in my head that I was like, you're going to have boys. You're for sure going to have boys. Yeah. And then once I was like, shit, maybe I'm having a girl. And then I was like, oh my God, I hope I have a girl. Cause now I feel like any kids I have after that are going to be boys.
Yeah.
Who knows? But I was like, I want that feminine energy. I want to have that like little chick to like raise a strong, badass female and like put her on that right path and just to like watch her blossom and grow. I can't wait.
I love that. She has a good inspiring mommy.
Yeah,
I mean, everything you've done in your career. So that's so
true. So the name.
Try and keep her cursing to a minimum. Oh. We'll see.
Well, Birdie's saying the F word. So gosh.
I'll die. Oh, I will die. I'll be rolling.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. You have to leave the room because you like want to laugh because it's the cutest little voice being like, fuck it. Fuck it.
She uses it so correctly too, which is so amazing.
I know.
It's like, amazing. I love it.
They're smart. They're like smart little creatures, man. They're just these little sponges.
They really are. So the name list, have you, like, are you now just all these different names?
So we have narrowed down the name. That I will keep a secret.
Yeah. Yes.
But yeah, we had kind of gone back and forth. You know, I, for the longest time, just when I, especially when I started to be like, yeah, I want to like have kids. I would start to like make lists of names that I loved, whether I was like reading a book or watching a movie or whatever. So I had this whole list of names. I love like old lady names. I didn't want anything that was like too crazy or anything. But yeah, the name list is crazy. And another good thing with having a girl too is I had so many more girl names than boy names. Boy names are hard.
They're hard.
So hard.
Didn't you find that? Because I feel like for a girl name, you can be like really cute and whimsical and whatever. And with a boy, it's like, it's so different.
I agree with you. And well, Brian makes me do all B's. So then that really made it hard. But Brian and I never saw eye to eye on names. We always disagreed. Like, it was really tough.
Yeah, that's
it
would true.
I'm surprised John and I didn't butt heads more. Because even just with, like, naming our dogs, which is a different thing, of course. But, like, he is very much like, it's this. That's the dog's name. That's just his name. And I'm like, okay, fine. So I kind of figured that's how I was going to go with the baby. But we totally agreed. And even if we've been like, hey, that's what it's going to be on. I'd be like, wait, what do you think about this? And we're like, no, it's still that. We always keep coming back to the same thing. Now we're like writing it out and working with middle names and seeing what's going to like flow together. Yeah.
I love that.
What a special time.
It's like, crazy.
It is. And it goes fast. I know everyone says it, but it does. Because I feel like when you're pregnant, I would just always be like, oh, when is this going to be done? I was like always waiting for it to be done. And now like I look and I'm like, wow, that went really fast.
It does. And I feel like the bump part of it goes by so fast. It was crazy because I remember someone told me, they're like, after you have the baby, you're going to realize in the beginning, you're going to miss him inside and you're going to miss your bump. Sure. And the first time I went to get my vitamins when I came home from the hospital, I used to get my vitamins and talk to my belly and rub it. And when I grabbed my vitamins and went down, I'm like, I started crying so hard because even though like he was in the other room, I was like, I missed that feeling.
Yeah.
And so you do. It's like, it's so special.
It is special.
Even like crossing that barrier of like, oh my God, you're like in the second trimester already. Like, holy shit. I mean, I know, you know, during the first trimester goes by quicker because for the first month, you don't even know you're pregnant.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was like, oh, hello. But yeah, I feel like it will go by fast. I mean, I want to get through the holidays. And then once that's done, then start doing like a nursery and get that all put together.
Yes.
And make the room look good. And before we jumped on here, I was like, hey, now I can finally buy some clothes. Now I know the gender. I can like commit and start getting some cute outfits and buying some toys. And like, I mean, just all the accessories. There's just so much stuff that I need. I don't even know where to start. It's overwhelming.
Welcome to a special segment brought to you by Xfinity. Nikki and I juggle a lot of different roles, being moms, wives, sisters, TV personalities, podcast hosts, partners in wine. So that means our days are very chaotic.
I love being a mom first, but I have to say, I've never wanted to really sacrifice my career. And that's why we partnered up with Xfinity. Get a powerful connection that works throughout your home with wall-to-wall Wi-Fi. Whether I'm on a video call for work, I don't have to worry about them dropping. Or if I'm watching cooking videos to make something fun for the kids, and I feel like I've been able to be this hands-on mom. Work from home, I feel like I can just balance everything. As long as I have some reliable internet. Today, I was able to make my kids some breakfast, but before I took them to school, I had to jump on a video call. Head to my office, boom, I sit on the desk, and next thing you know, I'm in a meeting with people in England, and I'm going over a presentation with people in New York. The one thing I have to say that Xfinity has given me is peace of mind. I feel like Xfinity has literally made my household run very nicely, very calmly, and I am so blessed for them. That wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity has allowed me to do so much of my day. Reliable internet isn't just a luxury for us. It's a must. With wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity, you worry less about dead spots because, let's be honest, they're the worst. Huge thank you to Xfinity for supporting the show. Take your Wi-Fi further with wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity. With reliable coverage on all your devices, home just got even sweeter with Xfinity. Learn more at Xfinity.com.
Texas Pete is a sauce that allows you to sauce like you mean it.
It's generosity in its simplest form, and it's a swagger people have who know what's good.
That's right. Each Texas Pete sauce is packed with bold, balanced flavor.
The signature tanginess is what makes it a legendary hot sauce that can be used on just about anything.
It has been at the center of dinner tables since 1929 and is still heating things up today.
Oh yeah, and you know, you're definitely going to want to try every flavor. The original hot sauce has a famous secret blend of fermented peppers.
The hotter hot sauce is 3 times hotter than the original and not for the faint of heart.
Sabor by Texas Pete adds authentic Mexican flavor.
Yum. And their dust dry seasoning matches the flavor of the original hot sauce in a flavorful dry rub.
It's just making my mouth water thinking about it. I mean, I'm always reaching for the Texas Pete.
I think we put it on our breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
We really do.
And we actually even sneak hot sauce in our purses. So if restaurants don't have hot sauce, we put it on.
Texas Pete goes with me everywhere I go.
Texas Pete, sauce like you mean it.
Visit TexasPete.com and use the store locator to find Texas Pete products as well as purchase sauces and get recipe inspiration.
And use the promo code PODCAST24 for 20% off at TexasPete.com. Eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious ready-to-eat meals.
Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes.
Choose from a weekly menu of 35 options and more than 60 add-ons every week.
I mean, what are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals.
Factor's ready-to-eat meals are on the table in 2 minutes.
And eliminate the hassle of prepping, cooking, or cleaning up. Simple heat and savor the good stuff.
Customize your weekly meals with as much as or as little as you need. Pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your lifestyle.
Factor is your solution for fast, premium meals without the need for cooking.
They're celebrating Earth Day all month long, which I love. Look out for the Earth Month Eats badge on the menu for their lowest carbon footprint meals.
Okay, so I keep Factor meals in my fridge. It literally is, just like they say, you put it in there for 2 minutes and it's having a home-cooked meal. Plus, they have all the nutrients on it, the calories. It's been amazing. Mom was over. I was giving mom Factor meals. She was obsessed with it.
The one thing I have definitely noticed is that when I want to be really, really healthy, I think, oh, just eat super little. But no, Factor meals shows you, you can eat a good size meal with all the nutrients and still be healthy.
And it's for every type of person. It fits every type of diet.
Yes. So head to factormeals.com/twins50 and use code twins50 to get 50% off your first month plus 20% off your next month.
That's code twins50 at factormeals.com/twin50. 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
So what have been your cravings? Like, what's the main thing?
So I got a really crazy sweet tooth, and I never have a sweet tooth. I want, like, actually, which I've been able to curb it a little bit with having a lot of fruit.
Mm-hmm,
yeah. I'll have fruit with like a little bit of like whipped cream or something like at night. But when I was, especially between week like 7 to like 11, just feeling so nauseous, I was like, give me carbs, just give me pasta, give me rice, mm-hmm. give me bread. I just wanted anything that wouldn't make me feel sick. The idea of like a bunch of protein was disgusting to me. Like cooking some eggs, ugh.
Get the smell.
Out of here. Ugh. Ew.
That would kill me too.
Fish.
Yes.
Fish would make me sick.
All of it grossed mm-hmm. me out. I was like, I'll just have like pasta with like a little bit of tomato sauce on it. Or yeah, I wanted like fatty things too, like an Alfredo sauce or something like that. It's so good. But luckily it really wasn't that bad. You know, knock on wood, I've been pretty lucky. Like even considering the nausea that I had, it never like knocked me on my ass. Like I'm still going to the gym a lot.
Good for you.
Yeah. I mean, thank God for the girl I work out with here. She's a saint. But she changed up my workouts like right away. But I would go in there with my like ginger tea to go because I'd be like in a plank and I'm like, oh God, somebody end this misery. And you guys sitting there with that wine, that was one thing. I want all this pasta, but I would love a glass of wine. Shit.
Right? It's actually so crazy not to have a drink with you.
Yes.
I know.
Right?
Yeah, it's a first.
It's insane. I know. It's crazy. It's so weird to be like, oh, I just don't drink anymore.
Yeah,
okay.
I know.
Got it.
It was hard on us at first because when we both found out, it was like Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And so kind of like you, it's like also in the holidays and I'm like watching everyone like drink and have fun.
I know. Yeah.
And then COVID hit and everyone was drinking and having fun at home. And yeah, I was
there's
eating.
Nothing else to do.
Yeah.
I
still gained that COVID weight though, because I felt like I was just eating so much because I was just bored at home.
There was so much uncertainty. Yeah. But how are you doing being pregnant in a pandemic?
It's fine in the sense that, like, you know, I'm lucky that I can be pregnant and just be at home. I don't have to be on a flight. I don't have to be on my feet all day. So, you know, it's nice if I just feel like I want to take a nap or whatever. Like that side of it, I feel very lucky and fortunate that I don't have to be like stressed out, that I mm-hmm. can just be home right now. I can just sort of enjoy it. But on the other side, I love being busy. And I love just like being around and socializing. And I miss that. Like I kind of pictured my pregnancy being different of like being able to go out and like put on a cute outfit and like dress up a little bump, which no, I can't really do much of that yet because there's not much of a bump. But yeah, I just pictured it going differently. And then, you know, Bree, I texted you actually almost right away when I found out I was pregnant because I didn't know what to do regards to COVID.
And by the way, she never told me.
I know.
Bree usually tells me everything and she didn't tell me. And I told her, I go, did you know Renee's pregnant? She goes, I have actually known for a while. And I was like, you bitch.
It's because my sister has a big mouth.
I would have never have said anything.
Nikki has a big mouth. And I was like,
you have a big mouth. You think I would have told people Renee's pregnant?
No, but accidentally, if it spilled out, I would have been so mad at you.
No, I'm proud of you. I'm not scolding you. I'm very proud of you.
That is impressive because I feel like when you tell someone something like that, like if I'm telling you that I'm pregnant, I feel like I've already assumed that like Brian can know, Nicole can know, which Artem's going to know and not give a shit.
Yeah. But yeah. Now, I told Brian.
Yeah.
I told Brian.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah, girl.
Damn, Nicole.
Brian will actually be very happy about that you actually told him something.
I know. Will
and
you
not
please
me.
Actually tell him?
I'll tell him.
But yeah, that was sort of the thing for me. It was like finding out that I was pregnant. And then I was supposed to do the kickoff show for the season premiere of SmackDown on Fox.
Oh.
I was supposed to fly to Orlando. And that's when I asked Brie because I just didn't know what to do about it. I was like, am I allowed to travel? Or like, what does that look like? How careful do I have to be with everything? I mean, granted, I've already had COVID, so I've not tested my antibodies in a while. I'm assuming I still maybe have them, but I don't really know. But then I reached out to my doctor too, who I was seeing at the time, and she was like, you have to be so careful with everything and it's just not worth it. And Brie basically reiterated the same thing of like, yeah, just how careful you have to be and how much more susceptible you can be during pregnancy to really any kind of an illness. And it just obviously wasn't worth it to roll the dice on that. And luckily everybody that I spoke to, you know, at Fox and whatnot, they were all so great and so receptive. They understood where I was coming from and they helped me out big time with that. But yeah, I had to pull out of doing that show right away just because. Wow.
Yeah. And being early, I felt like too, I was like, so much can happen. Like you'll hear a lot about a lot of miscarriages early on.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's the thing too, is like, oh my God, I was actually, I was talking to Becky about this too. When you like get these like baby app things and there's like all the conversations that happen on there amongst moms and you're like, oh my God, all of these horrifying things I never would have thought about. Now all of a sudden I'm like self-diagnosing myself with this shit. It's horrible.
It's the worst. The mommy dark hole.
It is so scary. Well,
it's really scary.
I got influenza B. I was I 10 weeks or 8 weeks? And when I was at the doctor, they were really scared because I got it so bad. They were afraid I was going to miscarry. Ugh. And because I tried not to get on antibiotics and then I finally it got so bad. They were like, you have to be on a Tamiflu. I think Tamiflu is it called for pregnant women. And I remember I was just like, I can't believe I'm taking this. Like this sucks for my baby. But I was bedridden for like 10 or 11 days. Ugh, that was miserable. God. Miserable.
Horrible.
Yeah.
So, horrible. Yeah.
So I'm happy you didn't travel.
Yeah. And that, I mean, the way I looked at it, it's like, you know, to travel for a show when there's a way to work around it and somebody else can pop in there, I would just rather stay safe. I mean, it's a life. It's your kid's life. And it's even when it's like early on and you're like so nervous and afraid of everything, you just want to do everything as right as you possibly can. And
right.
Nothing, literally nothing else matters beyond that. You're like, I'm staying home. Sorry, yeah. I gotta shut this party down real quick.
Exactly. And now that you know, like, it's a girl and, like, you know all those things, you think to yourself, like, it was so worth missing that show for this little girl now. That's how I felt when I told you when I missed that one big event because was it Zika?
Zika.
Yeah, because they had that hurricane in Florida and I'm like, I can't go speak. And they're like, what? And I'm like, if I get bit by a mosquito and my daughter gets the virus, like that's the rest of our lives.
Yes.
And I'm like, it's not worth it to
me. It's not worth it.
Mm-mm. It's totally not worth it. And yeah, it's like, especially not knowing like what the repercussions are. I did just see in the news that this lady gave birth in Shanghai and she passed off her antibodies to her baby.
Oh, so that's like, amazing.
I wonder if, I mean, good to know anyway, maybe.
I mean, hopefully. Yeah. That's, well, you know, it was crazy because recently I was talking to my life coach and she was telling me, and when are you due?
June.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping I'll still be breastfeeding at that point, but her and her friends, they would breastfeed each other's babies when one of them would get sick. So they would have antibodies. And she was telling me how healthy their kids are because I've been really scared to get COVID because I thought I'd have to quarantine away from Mateo. So I've been ultra stressed about it and like a psycho when it comes to being around people and all that type of stuff. And then they were telling me like how it's actually really good to breastfeed your babies when you have something or if someone else does, because there's something till a certain age that they can't get a lot of things, but they can build up these antibodies.
Oh, wow.
So that would be good for your little girl. And so if we get sick.
If you have COVID out there and you're breastfeeding, can the Bellas come? Because Buddy and Mateo
come get some milk.
Buddy and Mateo need the antibodies.
Yeah, that's so crazy. I mean, hopefully I still have the antibodies. I don't know. Yeah, I want to go actually do a test to see. That would at least give me some more peace of mind. Because, yeah, I've just been like in the house. I'll run to the grocery store here and there and stuff, but like, God, do I just miss, like, I know there's like way worse shit going on in the world, but I just miss day-to-day simple things. I'm like, can we just like go out to dinner and like get out of the house for a second? Like just simple shit like that.
I agree.
What I miss pregnant, because I was like, finally I could have dessert to every favorite restaurant now and not worry about it. And then all the restaurants are shut down and I'm like, oh my gosh, I can't even go get pizookie from Oregano's now. Right? That's all I was craving. All
you
I
can't
wanted
do like
was curb, that.
They don't even do curbside or
they
anything?
They won't do their pizookies curbside because they want them in the skillet. Our whole pregnancy, we were so upset
about
the pizookies.
I just wanted the pizookie in a skillet so
what is a
pizookie?
It's like the cookie.
They get the dough and they put it on a sizzling skillet with ice cream so it like bakes fresh. Yeah,
it's like a doughy big cookie with nuts and ice cream on top. Yeah, I mean, it's
amazing.
It's ridiculous. You're going to have to go get some bouzouki.
Heard of that. I need that.
And it's oregano, so you can get your pasta and then get your bouzouki at the end.
Perfect. And in Arizona, if you're ever in Phoenix, the porch does it too.
Oh, really?
They're the ones, yeah.
I'm going to go on like a whole Yelp deep dive after this.
Oh, you got to.
You have to.
Now, can John go to your appointments?
He can, actually.
Oh, that's great.
He wasn't able to be at my last appointment just because of travel issues, and I booked it on a day that I was like, oh, whoops. By the way, you're traveling today.
You're like, I'll videotape it.
Yeah. I know. So he's actually not been able to see the baby on the ultrasound.
Okay.
He's seen the photo of it, of course, but prior we just had like the ultrasound that's like the little tiny bean. And then we went back like a week or two after that and we're like, there's the little heartbeat, but it doesn't really look like very much at that point. So it blew my mind when I went in 2 weeks ago and I was like, holy shit, it's a baby.
Yeah. Oh.
It looks like a kid and you can like see it moving around and it's so weird to see the baby moving and not feel it.
Yes, right.
That
it
is.
It's so weird. Yeah, I'm like, how do I not feel that? That kid is like shaking it down in there. It's crazy. But yeah, he'll be able to come for the next one and like be able to see the baby because that really blew my mind. Yeah, I found at first just seeing it like that, you're like, okay, it's like a little dot and you're hoping everything's going to go great. Yeah. Everything's cool. And then once you see, you're like, oh my God, it's like a healthy baby right now with like a strong heartbeat. And it's like moving around in there. It just makes it feel so like, okay, I can breathe in relief and now just enjoy it.
Yes. It's such a good feeling. Now, what was your reaction when John announced your pregnancy on AEW, like in his promo? Because it was so cute because I saw it trending. So I was on Twitter. I saw your name trending, everything trending, right? And I was like, oh my gosh, is Renee on AEW? And did they do something? And then I saw his promo and I was like, I wonder how did it all go down?
People magazine interview.
Oh yeah.
So that's how I knew. Like, oh no, Renee didn't know.
Okay, so we had been talking about it before because we knew that we were pretty close at that point to announcing that I was pregnant. I keep going to say we were pregnant and I always find that weird, but that's what I keep going to say. And then I actually correct myself because it seems weird. Anyways, I'm pregnant. So we were getting close to it and he was on the road. He was already in Jacksonville and he was like, so like, when are we going to tell people? And I was like, I figured like over Thanksgiving, whatever. But literally the day prior, I went and had one of my last ultrasounds. And everything was good. Everything looked so I could like, I was like, all right, we're like in the clear. I think we're good to let people know. And he's like, I think I'm going to say it in a promo. And I was like, skirt, you are? Like he is so, because you guys know, I mean, he's so like private, keeps to himself. But then I was like, actually, you know what? I love that because it just takes the pressure off of me. I can just like confirm, yes, I am pregnant. But then I was like, oh, now I don't have to worry about it. But I love that it wasn't necessarily a promo to like announce that he was going to be a dad. It was just like, anyways, my wife's at home pregnant. Now I'm going to go kick the shit out of this guy. That it was like such a throwaway line that literally right away, because he had pre-taped it and he was like, it's going to be on like any second. And I'm waiting for the West Coast feed of the show. So I was like, just kind of watching my phone. And right away, people are like, did I just hear that right? Like my phone just instantly blew up of like, what?
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, it was crazy. Yeah, it was so cool. It was funny to have it just come out that way. I mean, both him and I afterwards were like, wow, we never thought we'd like announce it in a promo like that. But there it is.
Yeah. I loved it.
I loved that.
And I felt like it was so you guys. Just laid back, like, shoot the shit type of thing.
Yeah, that's what I liked about it too. There was nothing over the top about it. It was just like, here's a fact, moving on. People like are either going to latch onto it or they're going to just move on with the promo or whatever. But yeah, I think it definitely stopped people like in their tracks to be like, hold the phone. What did you just say?
Yeah. Well, and I feel like for us that have been in the wrestling industry, our hearts never really leave it. And it's weird how like, you just have so many special moments and memories. So those moments I find so special because it's like, I can't believe, like, who would have thought, like, announcing it in a wrestling ring. And I don't
know. Especially
when
you know that, like, you know that your kid is going to be around a wrestling ring. You know, it's going to be a part of their lives. So I think it's kind of cool to have that moment that, like, they'll be able to see and – Yeah, there's just something kind of cool. But you know it's going to be a common thread through their life anyways, wrestling. So I might as well start them off right off the bat.
Exactly. Yes. And speaking of wrestling, how's it been since leaving WWE?
Oh, yeah.
It's weird. So it's good now. But, you know, I think as soon as I kind of came to terms that I was like, it's time for me to go. I've done everything that I could possibly do here. I had a great run. It was awesome. But for the other things that I want to do in my career, I just didn't really see it happening there. And just with everything, the way that it lined up of like the COVID stuff happening, me getting sick, not that that had anything to do with my decision, but it was just like everything was weird for a while. Like traveling back and forth, I wasn't super into. And then there really wasn't much left for me to do. So I was like, it's time for me to go. It's happening. Also, side note, while we're talking about babies, I literally got pregnant the month after I left. Like, that's when it happened. Yeah.
It's probably because you were stress-free.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Because we had been trying for a while. We had been, like, trying and waiting. And I'm like, what is happening? Let's go. And then right away, I was like, oh.
That's amazing.
Yeah, crazy. But yeah, it's definitely, like, a weird adjustment at first because you're so used to being on the go. But I did have that ease out of it because of COVID that I wasn't on the road all the time. I was doing backstage, flying to LA kind of more than I was flying out to SmackDown or whatever. So I was able to ease into it that way. But I feel like the weirdest part is just sort of being out of the loop with your friends. You know,
you miss
everybody. You miss the bullshit in the back.
You do.
Like, that's what I miss. I don't necessarily miss some of the jobs and stuff that I was doing, but I miss the people a lot.
Yeah.
That's always how
it's
I felt.
It's so sad.
Especially the girls' locker room. We would have so much fun.
It's so great.
We'd have so much fun.
But even so much with the guys.
Yeah.
There's just so many good people there.
It makes you sad. There's so many good people. And it makes you sad because you're like, man, like, I hope we're going to stay in touch. But I also know when you're not there, you're just not there. And it's really hard to maintain that. I mean, there's people, obviously, that I still am talking to and staying in touch with. But it's just not the same as, like, you know, killing time backstage and catching up with each other and catering or whatever. So that's definitely like the weirdest part. And then just figuring out like, okay, now what do I want to do? Because I just left without having anything lined up or really knowing what I wanted to do. My gut was just telling me it's time now for you to go. Go do this last SummerSlam show and then and then bounce out of there.
Yeah.
But everyone was cool too. Everyone was really cool about it. There's no like ill will or bad feelings or anything like that. It's just like, I just want to go do other things and I need to kind of spread my wings a little bit and step away from this and kind of get out of that safety net, you know? Like, it's great to be there and it's great to have those opportunities and have that like steady income of everything you know is good and cool and whatever. But I feel like when you're not challenging yourself anymore, it's time to step out on a limb again and give yourself, that's what life is about, you know, kind of shaking it up. And
it's so true.
Staying on your toes.
100%.
And like listening to your gut and your intuition. When you truly listen to it, it's pushing you.
Yeah.
That's even how Brie and I felt with the Napa move. Like we'd always hear it in our heads.
Yep.
We always felt it. And like we'd come here and we always felt different. And we'd always say like, gosh, we feel so different. We're there. It's magical. Yeah. And it's true. You just take those scary leaps and
you have to. Life's too short to not take those opportunities. And, you know, like, as you guys know, with WWE, I mean, once you're in that wheel and it's moving, those opportunities to get off that ride don't come up often.
There's
always something else to come up, another date to be at, another event, whatever. So once the ride slowed down enough that I could go, this is my exit, I got to jump off now, or another couple of years is going to pass by and I don't want to like have some of my prime years pass of just kind of sitting and waiting for whatever opportunity might come up my way. I'd rather go seek it out and be in control of my own shit.
One in eight. That's how many people have worked at a McDonald's. Who'll serve millions the best Big Mac and best birthday party they've ever had. Who haven't just seen kids graduate from a Happy Meal, but have gotten help graduating themselves. Because they know the skills learned here.
Bienvenidos. Welcome to English Under the Arches.
Can por help favor, you grow arroz. From here or keep growing here.
Hi, welcome to
One
McDonald's.
In eight, start at McDonald's. And where you start stays with you.
Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants, price may vary.
I have to say, Winston and Penelope love me better than I feel any human in the world. Their love is so deep and so unconditional. I feel like their goal in life is just to make me so happy and to make me feel proud of them. I just couldn't imagine life without my little Winston and my little Penelope.
Oh, I love that. And I agree. And that's why Merrick Pet Care is the absolute best. It was founded in Hereford, Texas. Merrick has been crafting high-quality dog food for over 30 years. Real is Merrick's recipes, so they always use deboned meat, fish, or poultry as the number one ingredient. Merrick crafts real ingredients into homestyle recipes like real Texas beef and sweet potato or Grammy's pot pie.
I'm so picky what I give Penelope and Winston. When it comes to ingredients, it's all about how healthy it is, how simple it is to read the ingredients, and Merrick does exactly that.
Let's be honest, dogs are a part of the family. That's why Merrick's a great choice. So check out Merrick online or in your local pet store and look for their new packaging with real ingredients shown on the bag and inside it.
So now, speaking of opportunities, what would be something that you just would love to do? Like if you could make it happen right now, what would it be?
You know, I think something that I always look at as being a dream gig that I would love to do and maintain energy and excitement for is something like a Kelly Ripa gig. Yeah. Just like a daytime, go in there, bullshit. I think she's fantastic.
Amazing.
The way that
she's so
she's
good.
Just like maintains her like edge. It's like that sweet spot of like she's very good at what she does, but there's also I don't give a shit attitude. And I think that's when people are at their absolute best.
I love it. We actually just said that the other day because we did Kelly and Ryan the other day.
Yeah.
But Kelly wasn't there because she's on vacation or something. Yeah. So there was a sub, but Birdie hopped on and like, you know, Birdie like just says wild things. And Nicole and I said Kelly would have taken that
loved
and would have riffed it so good.
She said, that's my thing every day, GMA, Kelly and Ryan. And she insinuated a vagina joke. And I could tell like people around, like she looked around like, okay. But I was like, I love you. Like,
she's great.
You just said a vagina joke on daytime TV and you can because you're Kelly Ripa and it was so good. And you would be so amazing at that, Renee.
I would love that.
You would be so good at that.
And that's sort of the thing is like, I mean, I would love to do a job like that and I feel like I'd be so confident to step in and do a job like that. But I've also very much so painted myself in a bit of a corner as being like a sportscaster, which is not really what I think I am. So I think it's kind of breaking out of that mold. And, you know, I think me stepping away from WWE is a way for me to kind of start to reestablish some of the other things that I really want to do. But yeah, you know, I think a show like that would be amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, even like a show like Rachel Ray, where I can combine some cooking and a talk
show.
I was just
going to say, your new cookbook.
Yeah.
Which, congratulations.
Thank you. I'm waiting for mine.
We both ordered it.
Yeah.
So
it doesn't come out until May. It comes out in May.
That's what I saw.
Like, no wonder.
It is such an early pre-order that I was like, oh shit, people are not going to care about this by May. I need to like drag them along a little bit.
No, but that's great. I'm glad
because
I was like, oh, I feel bad. My book hasn't come in. Should I call Amazon? But I should have looked.
Yeah, no, you're good. You're good until like almost summertime.
Okay, perfect.
Well, what would be perfect is that when your cookbook comes out in May, there'll be so much hype and then your baby comes and then you got to start working on a baby cookbook.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, I've for sure thought about that. Definitely.
Good.
Because like, you know, even like doing a cookbook, that was one thing that I just always wanted to do. I just love cookbooks. I love buying them. I love flipping through them. There's something just relaxing to me about like the aesthetic of a heavy, thick cookbook, the beautiful pages, the writing inside. I love them. So I was like, I want to make a book like that. So writing it and they're like, okay, you have to give us like 60 to 70 recipes. And I was like, I do?
Yeah.
I have to do that? What the fuck? And I only had 3 months to do it. And I was
oh my gosh.
3 months to do it. Luckily, I had about 10 to 15 of the recipes done just because I was like, I'm doing a cookbook.
Yeah.
Someone's got to let me do it at some point. Finally, someone was like, all right, here's a book deal with Post Hill Press. But yeah, so I just like writing all those recipes, getting it all together. And now that I know how it goes and I can be a little bit more prepared, because it is like a mountain of like getting the recipes, figuring out the different chapters, how you want things to look, testing recipes, what works, what doesn't work, working with like doughs and stuff, which I rarely do. Luckily now I'm more comfortable with it because I was like, I have a couple like pasta dishes in there and like a cinnamon rolls dish, some stuff that like requires pie crust, like a cast iron skillet pot pie.
Ooh.
But yeah, all these different things I had to like, not like step outside my comfort zone, but just be like, okay, yeah, you have to like work with yeast and let it rise and figure all the temperatures out and all that stuff. But there's also that fear of, you know, you're not actually a chef, right? I'm just hoping that it's like good. I don't know.
No, but I love that. Well, I have an idea, Brie. Like, I think you and I need to EP a show with Renee and Artem. They cook.
Oh, because Artem doesn't mess around in the kitchen either,
at
right?
all. He's like gourmet chef. I've seen that. By the way, he's great with yeast and doughs.
Perfect.
So you guys are like yin and yang.
I love that.
And have a daytime because like I think it's always great when it's a girl and guy personality.
I agree. Yep.
You're the Kelly. He's like the Ryan, which
that's so
by
true.
The way, you guys, I have such a low-key crush on Ryan.
No, you have a high key. Is that what you'd say?
No.
Big crush. Big
since
crush.
Since he's gotten like the...
The shaggy hair.
The shaggy hair and all that.
The COVID but look, right?
I think Renee and Artem, there's something there.
That would be amazing.
I'm in. Okay. I'm in. I'll come out to Napa.
Yes.
We'll find a set there.
I'm yes. there. Perfect backdrop.
Done. Yeah, that would be amazing.
Imagine harvest time, like you guys doing some of your shows, like stomping grapes and creating
and making
things.
Like,
or,
oh,
I will forage in that garden. Done.
Oh
yes,
yes. Remember when we got to do it. That? Remember when we got to go in the garden for which restaurant?
French Laundry.
For French Laundry. How dare I forget French
right?
Laundry?
How dare you?
I actually wasn't even sure that I was like, was it actually French Laundry? Because that's fancy as all hell.
Yes. Oh yeah,
you remember we were eating flowers.
Top in the world. Top five.
Yeah, they were giving us flowers, and they're like. Taste all these different flavors and you're like, these are the flowers that I see thrown on those dishes.
So for Artem's birthday, I surprised him with that tour and now they're doing barrel-aged whiskeys. So we ended it with barrel-aged whiskey. They sugarize their own oranges you put with like a whiskey and like different things on it. I'm not a whiskey girl. I had three or four and I wanted more, but I was like, calm down. But he was in heaven.
And this is my thing with John because he still has, I've only been to Napa the time that I went with you guys. And
oh
that's
gosh.
Why like, even in my head. So when we went, I did not even know what French Laundry was at that time because that was like way too fancy for me. But now that I'm like, oh shit, that's fucking French Laundry. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's crazy. But I've just big upped it to John so much. And he's like, well, I don't drink wine, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, well, either way, the backdrop is beautiful. You'll love it. But to take him on a little whiskey outing, he'll be in for that.
I mean,
that would be awesome.
It is the most incredible whiskey.
You guys come like, visit us in the spring.
Yeah.
I would love to.
That'd be awesome because Brian doesn't
right
drink,
before,
but Brian will go wine tasting with
six
us.
6 weeks out
five
from
weeks
June.
Out.
5 weeks out. Okay.
5 weeks out from June is when you don't travel anymore.
Yeah.
But anytime you want to
and third
come,
trimester,
actually.
You do feel great before you hit that point.
Yeah.
So Brian and I can like not drink.
Yes.
Watch everybody else act a fool. But then we'll get all the snacks.
But then we'll go somewhere and eat a lot of food.
Yeah.
Perfect. Perfect. I'm in. Oh my God. That sounds so good. I want to go.
Seriously.
Every day I say, can we cancel COVID? I mean,
please.
People are canceling so many other things.
Can't wait for that trend.
Right?
Yeah.
COVID's been canceled. You're done.
Yeah. Bye, COVID.
What else is on that list, Renee? So daytime TV.
Yeah, those are like daytime TV is something I always kind of come back to. Initially, when I started out like hosting and wanted to figure out what I wanted to do, it was more nighttime that I wanted to do. But now as I kind of like switch, you know, getting like a little older and being like more established in what I do, I think daytime is more something that I would want to do. Acting is something that I always come back to. I always want to do that and like, you know, kind of dip my toe back into those waters a little bit.
You'd be great.
I would love to do that.
I could see you as like an indie Scarlett.
Yeah.
Give me that.
Or Starlet. Not Scarlett. Indy Starlet.
Oh, Starlet. I thought this guy was like, yeah. Or,
but right? Scarlett right. Johansson?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would love to do something like that. Like, I mean, yeah, that is a thing. Like, I love indie movies. There's so many TV shows that I love. Like, that's
Me
really
too.
The love that I get. When I want to, like, unwind and, like, watch something, I love watching movies and TV shows. I mean, I know everybody does, but, like, that's just really what I gravitate towards. Yeah. And I think that's something that I would love to just be able to, like, create and craft something within that space, definitely. And then, yeah, like working on my podcast that I'm doing now. And that's really just like a fun passion project that I was like, well, I just want to like do a show where I can say what I want, do what I want, kind of start to flex those muscles again outside of WWE. I mean, so far it has been just wrestlers and like MMA. It's very combat sport centric. That wasn't really my plan, but that's just where it's kind of been so far. But I think, you know, I'm only a couple episodes in, but I'll start to like branch out and get more pop culture, get some other artists and whatnot on there and be able
That'll
to have some
awesome.
Cool conversations.
And, yeah. So where'd you come up with the name? Because
Oral Session.
Yeah.
I love it. So I thought it was perfect. Like when I saw you,
that's such a good name.
Right? Oral Sessions.
Oh my gosh.
I was like, brilliant. Like people, brilliant.
Well, I think it's great too. But so many other people are like, why would you name your show that? I'm like, well, first of all, it's kind of clickbait. Second of all, the whole thing is about just having conversation. So I was like, all right, we're talking, our mouths. And I was like on my thesaurus.com and it was like oral. I was like, oh, like doing like an oral diction of something or like, or I don't know. I was like, I know obviously like the sexual connotation that's involved with it, but I was like, I think people will get over that and understand that it's not what I mean. So anyways, it just kind of stuck. Like the first time I said it to John too, he's like, you can't name your show that. What? And then we like sat on it for like a couple hours. And he was like, actually, I like it. It's like, yeah, I like it too. I think it's like, it's definitely cheeky.
Yeah, it's so
I love
clever.
It.
I love it.
It's Bella approved. Yeah. I thought it was
genius. I knew you guys would like it. I knew you guys would get where I was coming from.
Yes. I was like, damn it, Nicole, we didn't think of that.
Right. And I love oral sessions. That's so good. And that's on, you can find that on any platform that has podcasts.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, everyone, make sure to go check it out.
Hell yeah. Yeah. So it's just been fun kind of being in charge of my own schedule, which by the way, I like keep like double booking myself for things. Cause I'm like, oh, I'm in charge of this shit now. Whoops.
Right.
Sorry. Trying to like, you know, get my shit together. I keep blaming pregnancy brain, but I think I'm just a dumbass sometimes.
No, pregnancy brain's legit.
Pregnancy brain is legit.
And then you're going to have mommy brain and you're going to be like, oh gosh.
It doesn't end from here on out. That's how life is.
And then you get the mommy
fog
and then you look in the mirror and you're like, am I ever going to sleep again?
Oh, I'm at that point right now.
I've never thought about Botox, but sometimes I look in the mirror and I'm like, you know what? Maybe.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. I'm a little bit pro Botox. I got no shame in Botox. I have none
That's
in my face
too.
Right now, but like I
no
could
shame.
Certainly use some and I'm not going to have any for a while. So we'll see what happens come June.
Yeah. Well, I was asking Art on the other day. I was like, can you put Botox under your eyes? Because the wrinkles have gone like just straight under here now.
Yeah,
actually, right? I will say, so a doctor did that to me one time, a friend, somebody that, so I'm an idiot again, someone had recommended this doctor and I didn't go to the right doctor.
Oh no.
And he was like, I always just do my forehead. My forehead's my only thing that I really care about. Yeah. I feel like I always like see it back where I'm like, oh girl, what's happening here? So I started just doing my forehead and then I'll do like a little crow's feet, whatever. But this doctor was like doing my crow's feet and then he went right under my eye.
Oh my gosh.
I felt like I couldn't shut my eyes for weeks.
Oh,
it was
scary.
Horrible. It freaked me out. I was like, I don't, and I didn't know that's, I just didn't really like correlate what was happening. I was like, what is happening right now?
You're like, I just
scared the
up.
Shit out of me. Like, luckily, I feel like just because I'm like, I'm sure it'd be the same for you guys too. It's like you work out, not that I'm being like a, you know, an advocate for people doing Botox, but it only lasts in my face for about a month or so. And then it's gone. Like it wears off so quickly for me. But I think just because I'm like active and like working out a lot and stuff, like high metabolism, that it just like, it goes away so quickly.
Oh, wow. Hmm.
Because I never want like a frozen face.
No, never.
See, I don't want that either.
I know there's a great guy in LA that does like a lot of actors, actresses, and dancers because Artem and his friends have gone to him a lot. And he keeps that movement in your face.
Yeah.
But really does a good cleanup. So, but it's just crazy. And I know it's like I don't sleep, but like.
And you're 37, no sleep.
Yeah, but I see 37-year-olds with no lines underneath their eyes. The crow's feet now.
Are mine as bad as yours?
Yeah, yours are as bad as mine. You sleep more than me,
like,
but
there's certain wrinkles that I really don't mind. I don't mind having a, like, whatever. We're older. Yeah. I mean, we're not even old. First of all, let's just like, rewind that for a hot second. We are not fucking old.
Right.
But as we age and progress and, you know, you see yourself back on camera or whatever, like there's certain things that I'm like, well, I don't know. Get in there.
Yeah. Oh, I can't wait.
Give me a little fine tuning.
Right.
Minute I stop breastfeeding, I'm booking my appointment.
Yeah.
Well, I want to go to that one. I just want to find a doctor where I can
just
get.
You want to find a naturopath?
Well, no, I go to that. But I want to go to a doctor where I can get butt naked. I'd be like, let's just do
that. Oh, hell yeah.
From what do I
head to toe. Tell me. Like, just tell me.
Shit.
I feel like, well, I guess it depends on the doctor you go to. The doctor I go to out here, I mean, she is so cool and so subtle. She knows because I'm like, I'm freaked out by everything. I never want my face to look different. I'm like, right, just let me, like, I'm just trying to preserve and, like, maintain a few things. But, like, I'm not trying to change my face. So anytime she goes to do anything, I'm like, oh, God, is it okay? I'm, like, so freaked out by everything. She's like, you're fine. And then you would never know. Because the first time I ever did Botox, I only started doing Botox, like, a couple of years ago. And John is so against all of that shit. Hates it. So I was like, okay, I guess I'm just like going to not tell him. But then I have a guilty conscience. So I literally went to do it. And I came back and he's like in the pool. And I was like, I have to tell you something. I go, I just got Botox. He goes, I can see it. Oh my God. He's like, your cheekbones are higher. And I was like, dude, that's not even what it is. He like lost his mind thinking that I like, you know, put all this shit in my face. And I was like, it's just a, like, I only do like the smallest amount too. I was like, just mind your business. Yeah. Stay in your
Oh my God. So you know what I did to Artem? The first time I did it, I was like, you like so scared. So I was like, well, Artem, you have to come with me and you have to go first. And he literally went first and got Botox and then his face looked good. So then I did it. And when we came back, we were telling Brian and Brian's face, like, and he's looking at Artem. He's like, wait, so you got Botox?
Oh my God.
To Artem. He like couldn't believe
like,
Artem.
Brian couldn't believe it. And Artem was like, yeah. And I'm like, this is great. I have a man that will try things with me, go first. Like,
but then I couldn't stop laughing because I was staring at their foreheads and they just looked extra tight. Like, so tight.
Yeah. You know when you kind of have that feeling, like it's a weird, I was like.
It's so weird. Because when you first do it, it all still moves. And like a couple days later, you're like, it's not moving.
Oh my God.
I had done it and then waited a while. And then I went to do it again. I was like, just telling John about it. And I was like wearing a hat at the time. He was like, roof your forehead for me. Take off your hat. And I was like, I can't do it.
Oh my God. See, one time I felt bad. My mom's like, I don't think I had a good job. And we didn't know how to tell her. She looked like an angry bird. Like,
eyebrows were like really high up.
And I was like,
how long does that last, mom? Renee, this was such a treat.
Yeah, it was fun to hang out with you guys. So good to
it makes
like,
me
see
like,
you.
Yeah, it makes me miss you so much.
I know.
Ugh, can we just all sit and hug each other?
Well, the good thing is because we have the newborns, we do quarantine, we're very careful. So if you do need a baby moon, because that was something we still wanted to do. So we went and drove to Flagstaff and kept it safe. But like, at least you could have one here.
Ugh,
and we could do,
awesome.
We could set up some special things for you where we know you'll be safe, but you could have a very magical trip. You both.
Oh my God. That would be so fun. I'm like, I just keep saying to John too, I'm like, just cause I want to get out of the house too. But I'm like, I want to just go do these little trips. And that's the thing about us living in Vegas too, where it's like, there's so many great places that are either a quick hour flight or a couple hour drive that I'm just dying to go do. And yeah,
yes,
maybe a baby
moon
is where it's at.
Yes.
I agree. Yeah. That would be so fun.
That would be
great. Yeah. Aww. Hell yeah. Well, thanks for having me on, guys.
Yeah.
It's nice to see you.
Thanks for coming
too.
On. And we're just so happy for you. You have no
Thank
idea.
You.
Oh, this little girl. I can't wait. I can't wait to see her.
She's going to be something.
She really is.
She really is.
I feel it. She's going to be something special.
I keep getting chills. Like every time you guys talk about her or say like.
And I feel like I can visualize her because I felt like I always visualized you with the little girl, but this little like hippie.
I feel like she's going to be a little Renee. Yeah. I feel like she might have she's probably the dominant genes.
I don't know. She might.
Maybe with blue eyes.
Yeah.
Maybe. That's what you we were just saying. Like, I want to show my eyes or John's. I think it's going to be blue eyes.
Yeah. I think blue eyes too.
I do too. How cute you with blue eyes, girl. I mean.
I can't wait. I mean, John's got a little red in his beard. Actually, in his family, there's some red too.
That's Brian too.
How cute would that be?
Yeah. God, imagine that. Everybody buckle up. Kids coming in hot.
Yeah.
All right. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for tuning in to today's podcast.
Yes, thank you. And a huge thank you to Renee Paquette for coming on our podcast and announcing the gender of her baby.
I can't wait to meet your little girl, Renee. And make sure to tweet us your questions for Bella Army Q&A with the hashtag Bella's Podcast.
And call 833-QBELLAS to ask us for on-air advice in our segment, Dear Bellas.
Show us love by rating the show, leaving a review, and hitting subscribe.
And we have an Instagram exclusively dedicated to the Bella's Podcast, so make sure to follow us at the Bella's Podcast.
Until next week,
remember to stay fearless.
And you'll always go Brie mode if you drink along with us.
See you next Wednesday.
And as Birdie likes to say,
bye-bye.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. In fact, Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/podcastfree. All lowercase, shopify.com/podcastfree, shopify.com/podcastfree.